7.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Time now. Cullen, appreciate you joining me. Joining me for the entire show today is my buddy and co-host Jeff Deist. Kind of doing an interesting three-way triangle here in that Jeff is in Washington, D.C. Our first guest, Rick Ackerman, is just out of Boulder, Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. And then Big Al is up here in the rainy Northwest. No, I did not get to go out and play golf today, Jeff.
Hey, well, you know, Al, I have a question
sure.
for Rick. Is now, I've heard Boulder referred to as the People's Republic of Boulder. Is there any truth to that?
You know, I have three bumper stickers on my car. One is the Mencken quote about every decent man should be ashamed of his government, the government he lives under, and another is a Ron Paul sticker, and I've got something about Earth first, we'll screw up the other planets later. But you have to be careful, because if you have the wrong stickers in Boulder, you're liable to get keyed.
Yeah, I don't think we'd want to have our cars necessarily in Boulder, but I could be wrong. You know, Jeff, you and I were talking earlier this week because of a conversation, actually, that I had with a fellow who occasionally writes for Lou Rockwell. Tom Lugan and, too, Lugan and I were talking a little bit about the concept of this Bitcoin concept. And, I have to tell you, I didn't know up until probably Wednesday of this past week really anything about Bitcoin. I didn't really pay any attention to it. My personal opinion at this moment in time, and we're going to chat about this with Rick, and then we'll chat about it later with Bob Moriarty, is I'm not really sure that it's necessarily, I suppose one could say it's a viable alternative, you know, to a currency system, but I'm not really sure why, number one, and number two, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it's closely related to precious metals, et cetera, and I got to tell you, Jeff, I don't really see the correlation in either one of those cases there. Am I missing something?
Well, Al, I think you are. I mean, I am a huge fan of anybody who goes out and tries to develop market-based mediums of exchange.
Okay.
In other words, free money. You know, what we have now, at least in the United States, is, you know, legal tender laws that literally make it illegal and punishable by imprisonment to conduct business or transact business in anything other than U.S. dollars. So, in effect, those of us who live in America, and really a lot of people around the world, are sort of stuck with holding their assets in U.S. dollar-denominated terms. Our listeners already know ad nauseum that the U.S. dollar is in big, big trouble, and that what Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke have done over the past couple decades to devalue our dollar is nothing short of horrific. So, look, Al, this is the market responding. Now, whether you think Bitcoin is good or not, or whether that's the process or not, I'll leave that up to you. But clearly, the market is saying, look, folks, we need to protect ourselves, and we need other things to call and use as money in case the fiat currencies of the world go south in some kind of currency collapse.
Rick, you and I talked about this, I guess it was on Thursday, kind of at length. You're intrigued with the concept. Weigh in on this thing, would you?
Well, it's interesting. I put a post out there about Bitcoin that drew some interesting comments, and I reposted to Max Kaiser's site where there's a very fascinating discussion going on. But I have to say I lean a little bit toward the conspiracy side of it. I don't usually go for conspiracy theories, but in this case, if you're trying to promote an alternative to fiat money, you're bucking a pretty big system there, and it's pretty well entrenched. You know, if you were to have a money system that was that spread globally, you'd be competing essentially against central banks that have ruled the world for quite some time. And, of course, they have their own goals, and one of them is not to put real money in the hands of people. You know, our money has been debased by inflation, and it's encumbered by debt. And that's obviously the way the central banks want things. So I think that you'd make yourself a big target if you went out there and promoted Bitcoin to the point where it became a rival to fiat money, regardless of where the market wants to take it.
You know, it's funny, you guys, but not funny, but it's interesting. Tom was telling me that the Bitcoin universe is about $1 billion U.S. dollars. That's a pretty big number. That's a really, really big number. You know, I guess my initial comment is I don't understand why. I mean, Jeff, I understand what you're saying, okay, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I don't understand why somebody wouldn't basically protect themselves instead of using an alternative currency that, in fact, also is fiat, which Bitcoin is, okay? Why not just go out and buy precious metals and take possession, specifically gold and silver? I don't see the logic.
Well, I guess one obvious answer is the worldwide instantaneous transmittal that Bitcoin makes possible, and also the fact that it makes divisibility possible. In other words, you know, people have tried to do this with forms of e-gold and e-silver. In other words, you know, if you have a 1 ounce gold piece currently, you know, you can't go buy a loaf of bread with that, even if it was legal, because it's worth a lot more than a loaf of bread. So the divisibility question, people thought, hey, we can solve that via digital means, and we can, you know, just have gold in an account and then trade it digitally, and so you can just take a tiny little slice of that 1 ounce coin and buy your loaf of bread. And I think that's great. I think that's fantastic, and I think that would be a wonderful way to circumvent government. The problem is that, of course, when you're in the digital realm as opposed to holding physical metal at home, you know, you're counting on that digital world to exist, for there to be electricity and servers and computers or mobile devices, and for everybody to have these things and for them to all work. And of course, governments can do a lot in terms of shutting those things down. So there's a bit of a leap of faith. But look, I think the Bitcoin people, the people behind Bitcoin, are heroic. I mean, God bless them. It's not something that I would personally be on board with at this point. But look, somebody's got to come up with something. And frankly, it would be better if we're working on it before what I think is coming in terms of the U.S. dollar happens rather than after. You know, I'd hate to see us reduced to a barter economy where we'd all get a lot poorer trying to trade goods and services instead of some sort of universally accepted money.
Rick, what do you think?
Well, Bitcoin's recent success, if you want to call it that, illustrates a very serious problem with Bitcoin as money or a unit of barter. It's had quite a spurt up, you know. It's been all over the place, really. But most recently, it fell from 86 cents, I think, to 75 cents, per, you know, on a dollar. And the reason for the movement up had something to do, supposedly, with Draghi of Italy's statement that the banks, essentially the impairment that took place, that's what they call it in Cyprus, essentially left depositors over the level of the insured limit, 100,000 euros, in bad shape. The Draghi said, well, if we do this again, and we don't really have any alternative plan, there's no plan B, then we'll make sure the little guys don't get hurt. So here they are telling all of Europe that big depositors above the insured limit are vulnerable. And, of course, this caused a flurry of activity in bitcoins, but how good is your money if it fluctuates all over the place? You know, one of the ideas, one of the things that gives money force and value is that it's relatively stable.
I understand that it's relatively stable, and unfortunately right now we got to take a real quick break here, you guys, but we're going to be back. I'm finding this discussion to be fascinating because I'm really learning something here, and boy, anytime Big Al can learn something, he's a really happy camper. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Jeff and I are going to be right back with Rick Ackerman, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this concept.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are continuing the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. It's your host, Jeff Deist. As always, with Big Al and our guest, Rick Ackerman. Al, in the last segment, we were busy talking about Bitcoin, the phenomenon that has really gotten newsworthy after what happened recently in Cyprus. And it seems like, Al, that we have maybe a generation gap. I hate to say it, but it seems like there's something about Bitcoin that just doesn't sit with you, whereas I see it as some kind of radical, noble, libertarian experiment, whether it succeeds or not. So tell me what your reservations are.
Well, my main reservation stems from something that I learned from you, interestingly enough, a while back. We were talking about the various things that are concerning people in this country, and you said, you know, Al, those are all important issues, but they're not really particularly important in the total scheme of things. We have some very serious things going on in our country right now, and I find it interesting that people are willing to dilute themselves with issues that kind of really don't count. You know, I'm not really sure that the Bitcoin issue is one that today, in all practicality, is really, really that important an issue. And I'd be curious to see what Rick thinks about that.
Well, I think the last thing you want from your money is for it to become an issue. You know, when there's a lot of publicity, you don't read a lot of publicity about the dollar, at least in the sense of how good or bad it is. There's certainly discussion of it on the web, but it's pretty much accepted, and we use it, and it's because everybody uses it that it is accepted. So when you set up something like Bitcoin, which is a little bit of an intrigue, the idea becomes, well, could you crack the Bitcoin? Could you counterfeit it? Could the federal government take it over? And there's this idea that the powers that be could commandeer the Bitcoin the same way that they've commandeered the markets in silver and gold. You know that the big guys, the powers that be, rule the pricing structure in gold, and at paper, bullion tends to overwhelm physical. We've got that going on right now. It's very hard to value gold and silver when the paper market for it is so large. And the same thing, I think, could happen to Bitcoin. It really becomes a target that so many vested interests want to take a shot at.
Well, Rick, I have to agree. I mean, this notoriety and being in the news is not what Bitcoin needs. I mean, it started as sort of an underground cyber currency of sorts. So, you know, I think as you say, as governments begin to take a look at it, that's going to be a bad sign. And Al, I wouldn't be surprised if it continued to gain traction. I wouldn't be surprised if government law enforcement officials from whatever country took a hard look at it.
Well, here's the interesting question. I mean, you got a number of people coming on board right now, people in our industry, for example, coming on board right now. Peter Spina, if I understand from GoldSeek and SilverSeek, is willing to accept bitcoins, and some other people are also, you know, high profile in the industry are willing to accept them. And I wonder if that isn't more, you know, of just making a statement than anything else, because I really question the practicality of it, guys, today. I really do. You know, I mean, I'll probably get a lot of hate mail, Jeff. You and I will probably get a lot of hate mail on our blog from listeners saying, you guys are crazy. This is the next best thing since bottled beer, so to speak. Or in my case, the next best thing next to, you know, a bottle of good red wine. But I don't know. I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, what, you guys think I'm crazy?
Well, I think, you know, Peter is a friend of mine, and
friend
I think
of
it's
mine
interesting
too.
That he is willing to take bitcoins. I would too, but I have to be as honest as I can. I don't know if I trust myself. You know, I could go out and sell Rick's Pick subscriptions and take the equivalent of $350 worth of bitcoins, but, you know, I'm giving something away that I can just, I have economies of scale that people who are selling other things do not. So it's one thing to give up a subscription for Bitcoin. It's another thing to sell food and certain essentials, produce, whatever, groceries, or even services that take your time for Bitcoin. So that's where the rubber meets the road, literally. And, you know, people who, the commitment of people willing to put bitcoins into play will be tested based on what they're really willing to sell for bitcoins.
You know, Jeff, the thing I've learned from you and your former boss, and I've learned this hard and center, just smack me right in the forehead, and that is we have critical issues going on in our country right now, absolutely critical issues, and I hate to see us get sidetracked. You know, I agree with you. God bless these people. They're trying to do something that will kind of bypass government, etc. Sure, I don't disagree with that at all, but you know what? we got a country that, in my humble opinion, is on the ropes right now. I think it really is. I think it's going to get worse and worse economically, regardless of the numbers that come out. I still think that things are not in good shape. I don't think the emperor is wearing any clothes, and I hate to see us get sidetracked. I mean, I would hate, for example, to see your former boss spend a whole bunch of time on this when he is so damn effective in so many other areas. You think I'm nuts?
Well, we're going to see, Al, but I would argue that the two biggest threats to the world right now and the two biggest political and economic issues on Earth are the status of the U.S. dollar and the actions of the U.S. Fed, and the status of the euro and the actions of the ECB. I see those as far and away the most important issues and the greatest threats to us. And so to an extent, maybe Bitcoin's a reaction to that. But, you know, Al, at the end of the day, for me, the difference between gold and silver, let's say, and Bitcoin is this. Bitcoin only has value to the extent it becomes accepted as a medium of exchange. And that's its entire value, which is a value, don't get me wrong. But it's very limited at this point in time. Whereas gold and silver have always been accepted as useful mediums of exchange, but they also have their underlying intrinsic value. And they also, apart from any computer program or electronics, have their underlying intrinsic value based on their finite amounts, you know, here on Earth. So, you know, I'll stick with gold and silver and treat them not as currency per se, but as insurance policies if things ever really got bad, that they might indeed become currency at that time.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, if the precious metals that Kathy and I have, I can control. I mean, yeah, some guy could bust into wherever I have those precious metals and attempt to steal it. But the fact of the matter is, some hacker who knows 27,000 times as much as I do about what's going on the computer is not going to put my gold or silver in danger. Rick, you got the final word, my friend.
Well, Al, it's hard to argue with that. You know, I write for a lot of gold, I'll call them hoarders, but I mean that in a positive sense. They just don't trust paper money, and you know that when you've got a Krugerrand or a Maple Leaf sitting on your desk, as I do, it's really money of substance. So it's hard really to get away from it. I think everybody should keep some physical gold and silver around, but also, as you know, I think currency is good to have too. Even though we talk about it as fundamentally worthless, it's still going to be useful if something happens and the banks don't open one Monday morning.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Jeff and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice
Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report with Big Al and Jeff Dice. We've got Bob Moriarty with me right now. Bob is a guy who I have known. He really doesn't need any introduction, but I'll do it anyway. I've known Bob for probably 15 years. He's got one of the most popular hard money websites out there, 321 Gold. He's an ex, if I'm not mistaken, Navy intelligence guy. Weren't sure it was an Army intelligence. I can't remember. One of the two. Very, very opinionated, very, very well-informed, and very, very bright. Bob, you wanted to chat a little bit about the situation in Cyprus and how you felt virtually everybody had it all wrong. What are your comments on that?
Okay, well, first of all, I gotta correct you. I was a Marine fighter pilot, and they accused me of being Navy or Army. That's really below the belt.
Oops. All right, well, I'm going to hide next time I see you coming, Bobby.
Okay, let's go out to Cyprus. Now, here's the situation. It's one of those good news, bad news stories. It's probably the best thing that's happened to the financial system in the last 100 years. The writing is on the wall. When you go into a bank and you make a deposit, you feel like this is your money and you can get it anytime you want to. And that is absolutely incorrect from a legal point of view. When you go into a bank and make a time deposit or put money into a checking account, you have loaned the money to the bank.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean,
the bank goes out.
It's a liability. It's a liability on the bank's books.
Exactly. Okay. It's an asset of yours, but a liability of theirs. Now, one of the things that I've been trying to get across to people for years is all debt gets paid. If you make a loan to somebody and he doesn't pay it, then you end up paying it. And that's a very key element because the Cyprus banks were in terrible condition. They were paying 10% interest. Everybody knew they were essentially defunct. And they left their money in the bank. So they actually what happened was very good, because for the first time since 2007, a bank went under and the shareholders were wiped out and the bondholders were wiped out and the people who loaned money to the bank were wiped out. That's a good thing, because the entire banking system is underwater. It's been underwater since September of 2008, and we need it to come crashing down so we can start all over again. There is more debt in the world than there are assets.
Ain't that the truth, Jeff?
Well, Bob, let me ask you this. How did we ever allow banks, and I know this is a question that involves many, many decades, how do we ever allow banks to become so bound up with government and so bound up with central banks that they no longer exist even nominally as private institutions? I mean, they should attract depositors based on their own judicious lending practices, just like any other good or service. And I think you would quickly find that there's a huge market and a huge demand for frugal banks. And I think then you could limit the risk systemically and just let poorly run banks fail and let the depositors in those banks lose all their money, as awful as that may sound for them. And in other words, treat banks like we treat other goods and services and attract depositors the old-fashioned way. But, my God, Bob, we're so far from that, it seems like we could never get back.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct, and that's why Cyprus was a good thing. Because Cyprus said, if you loan money to us and we go out and waste it, you're going to lose your money. Now, we have believed every lie government has told us for 50 years, and we've gotten into the situation. We're not only allowing banks to steal, we're telling them it's perfectly okay. You can invest in anything. You lose all the money, and don't worry about it. Either the government will bail you out, or the people who loaned the money will bail you out. And we've got to get away from that. And people need to understand when they go into a bank, their money is at risk. And if the bank is run poorly, they're going to lose their money. That's a good thing.
You know, Bob, I had an interesting conversation with Roger Wiegand on this subject, I don't know, I don't know how long ago it was, but just right after the Cyprus deal came out. And he said, so, Cornel, what do you think about the deal on Cyprus and the people on Cyprus? And I said exactly the same thing that you said. I said, you know what? You pays your money and you takes your chances. I don't have a lot of sympathy because, you know, there are no guarantees when you put money in the bank. Your money is a liability on the part of the bank. You know, people who with any modicum of any intelligence knew that the business plan of Cyprus was, for lack of better terms, a hope and a prayer. It was a terrible business plan. It was theoretically taking advantage of some questionable business practices. I have no sympathy whatsoever, as, quite frankly, I hate to say it, and you may disagree with me, but I have no sympathy for people in the United States right now who are totally dependent on the government for their survival. I'll tell you, anybody who's dependent on an entity like the federal government for their survival, in my opinion, deserve what they get. You guys think I'm crazy?
No, I agree 100%. That's absolutely true. We need Americans to start taking responsibility for their own actions. Now, where Cyprus is wonderful, if you have money in a bank in the United States, it is at risk.
Of course it is.
You need to understand that.
Of course it is. I mean, Jeff, you and I, we've had this conversation for as long as we've known each other now. Why don't other people realize it?
Well, first of all, I guess maybe, as Bob says, maybe the silver lining in this awful situation in Cyprus is that at least some Americans wake up to the fact that that ridiculous FDIC sticker that's on the door of your bank branch is meaningless. It's just as meaningless as the SEC protecting you from buying Enron stock. I mean, it's a hoax, and but beyond that, there's the bigger question, really, not just of the solvency of banks in when they make bad investments, but even in good times, the underlying solvency of any bank in a fractional reserve system. I mean, Al, as you know, there's a debate even among Austrians whether fractional reserve is okay as long as it's disclosed to depositors, or whether, as I guess the more hardcore approach that I believe Murray Rothbard ultimately arrived at, which is, you know, fractional banking is per se, you know, insolvent and per se fraudulent. Bob, do you have any views on that whole debate?
Well, of course it's fraudulent. I mean, if you take $10 into a bank and they loan $100 out, at the end of the year, there's $110 owed. But where did the $10 come from? Okay, there is not enough money in any system to pay the debts under a fractional reserve system. So you have to go back to what they did in biblical times. Every 7 years, you have to wipe out all the debt. You have to, and that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Now, I'm not going to take a position on whether a fractional reserve system is fraudulent or not. Of course it's fraudulent. But if you accept the fraudulent system, you also have to say periodically we have to have a debt wipeout where we write all the debts off. We've got into that situation now, and no government wants to say we have to reduce the amount of money we're spending, but every government in the world is run fraudulently now.
You know, the problem with this whole situation, and we're going to talk about this at length in the next segment after we take a short break here, the problem here is purely and simply one thing, and that one thing is the economies of the world are a house of cards because they are based 100%, as Bob brought out, on a fraudulent system, okay? A fractional reserve banking system guarantees nothing other than the possibility of a default, okay? If you want to buy into the possibility of a default, that's fine. I'm not here to tell you you can do it or you can't do it, but you watch. We're going to have some serious problems.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Deist. As always, I'm talking with Big Al, and we're very pleased to continue our conversation with Bob Moriarty of 321gold.com. We are talking about the situation in Cyprus. In particular, we're talking about fractional reserve banking more generally and the Austrian view on that. You know, Bob, before we get back into it, though, there's something I got to ask you, and it sort of relates to my father as well, and that's this. You know the saying, there's old pilots and bold pilots, right? So which are you?
I don't know anything about flying under the Eiffel Tower.
You know, it's funny. You can't, every time Kath and I run into Bob, I always have to look at that picture again, or the video again when you're flying propeller-driven aircraft under the Eiffel Tower. Did they throw you in jail, Bob, or did they refuse to sell you any more wine, or how did that turn out?
No, that's just a rumor. Somebody made that up. Anybody showing a video,
I'm not sure anybody made that up, because knowing you for as long as I've known you, I'm pretty positive that you probably did that 100%. But getting back on a serious note, I mean, you know, of course, a fractional reserve banking system is fraudulent. There's no question about it.
Well, but here's the deal, and I'm not necessarily against that.
Right.
As long as you understand the risk, and the risk is that periodically you need to have a debt default and you need a reset. You know, life is risky, Al.
I know.
If you put money into a bank, it's at risk. Well, big deal.
Yep.
Okay? When you get up in the morning, it's a risk. When you go to bed at night, it's a risk. But as long as you understand the risk, and you're prepared to cope with it. If you're very afraid of who you loan money to, that's a good thing.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, I would like to get both of your opinions on this. What if the contagion spread? What if Cyprus was like the assassination of the Archduke that indirectly set off World War I? In other words, what if this spread to Portugal? What if it spread?
Well, it's not an if, Jeff. Here's the key. The way the banks are capitalized is Bank A issues a bond for $5 billion to Bank B, and Bank B loans $5 billion back to Bank A. And on the balance sheet, they're offset, okay? So whatever they pay in interest, they get in interest. And the key to Cyprus is, for the very first time, the bondholders were wiped out. And what that means is it introduces counterparty risk. The risk in all this stuff is not interest rate risk. It's not a bank run risk. It's counterparty risk. We have $648 trillion worth of derivatives in the world. We have a $65 trillion economy. The derivatives are bets. And everybody's pretending counterparty risk doesn't exist. It does exist.
It very definitely exists. And the fact of the matter is, of course, that contingent is going to spread. There's no question about it. You know, Jeff, you've got a great education, okay? I've got a great education. I learned as an undergraduate student and then a graduate student that an economy has to be based on fundamental values. And when you have as much leverage as we have in the system, not just in the United States, but around the world, when you have that much leverage, there is absolutely no way, because human nature being what it is, there is no way that a system like that can exist indefinitely.
No, but Al, that begs the question.
Correct.
I mean, when you've got that much debt, that much leverage, and now you've got events like in Cyprus.
Sure.
Is all this priced into an ounce of physical gold at this point, or is something happening that's suppressing it?
I would have to ask that question to Moriarty. I'm not sure that it's priced into the value of an ounce of gold yet. Bobby, what do you think?
It absolutely is not priced into the price of an ounce of gold. However, I totally discount market manipulation and conspiracy. It may be true, but nobody in history has ever made a dime betting on manipulation. It doesn't give you any buy signals, and it doesn't give you any sell signals.
Right.
You are better off believing in the tooth fairy, because when I was 5 years old and I lost a tooth, I put it under my pillow, and I got a dime the next day. So I believe in the tooth fairy, but I don't know a single person who has ever made a dime believing in manipulation and conspiracy.
You know, it's an interesting subject, and it's one that we could go on and on and on about, and we have gone on and on about it on the show. There are a lot of people who are saying the price of gold is low. The risks that you're talking about, Jeff, and that we're talking about on this particular segment, the risks aren't priced in, and they're not priced in because somebody's keeps beating the price of gold down. I don't know if that's the case at all. I really don't. But the one thing that I would say is that I do not believe that the risks that are around there are priced into the price of an ounce of gold or the price of an ounce of silver. And I have to tell you, that's why I maintain my enthusiasm for hard assets. I mean, I don't see, Bob, you've been talking about this on your site for a hell of a lot longer than I have, and I got to tell you, I don't see how any of us can be wrong.
Well, no, we absolutely correct. And I don't, look, there is obviously a disparity between the price of gold and the danger from Cyprus. But I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at it as a good thing. You've got the chance to go down, buy unlimited amounts of gold, unlimited amounts of silver at very cheap prices, the cheapest prices in 2 years. And we know the financial system is going to collapse.
Yeah.
Now, 12 years ago, I was a nutcase because I was running around saying, hey, we got $100 trillion in derivatives.
You talked about that. Bob, I got to interrupt you. You talked about that on our show, and those segments changed my outlook on a lot of economic issues and financial issues.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I got to go on record as saying I owe you for that one. I mean, you beat that into me, and I'll tell you, boy, did I understand what you were talking about.
Right. Well, here's the issue. We are no longer talking about a theory of the financial system coming unglued and gold and silver being a good investment. We're talking about the financial system is coming unglued. There is simply no mathematical alternative to it. No one's going to come in and save the day. everyone who has a dime in a bank has been warned that money is at risk. Now, if they want to leave it in the bank, okay, it's fine by me. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. They want to go down and buy silver at 20 bucks and 26 bucks and change. They've got a really wonderful opportunity. Now, if some guy is sitting there manipulating the lever somewhere to make silver 26 bucks, I would kiss him.
Yeah. What do you think about all of this stuff, Jeffrey?
Well, look, I mean, Ron Paul has been saying this stuff since the 70s when we severed any last link between the dollar and gold. And you know, it's impossible to understand necessarily the timing of all this, but I had the good fortune to you know, agree with Ron and be buying gold in the early 2000s in the $375 range. So it's all relative, and if what we really think could happen does happen, $1,600 gold is going to be the least of our problems.
I agree.
Well, here's the key. Let me interject something there, Jeff. It simply doesn't matter what the price of gold is. It doesn't matter if it's $200 an ounce or if it's $20,000 an ounce. When you go down to your bank with your little plastic money card and you put the plastic money card in and nothing comes out, your gold is going to have some value. There are people, and some guy just did something, some Cypriot wrote an article, and he said, I went to bed wealthy, and I woke up poor. And there are tens of millions of people that is going to happen. Now, we started the website because we wanted to warn people. And I was some nutcase, fruitcake, coming up with all kinds of weird ideas 12 years ago, and the mainstream understands it now. The system is in a state of collapse. It's slow motion. It's taken a lot longer than I would have ever believed, but it is collapsing.
Yep, it is collapsing. There's no question about it. We don't mean to be gloom and doomers on this site. We are realists in our opinion. If we're wrong, so be it. If we're right, you can't say that you weren't warned. We got a whole bunch of people on our blog, about 8,000 of you a day come on that thing and listen to what we have to say, and you give us some very valuable opinions. Keep them coming. Hey, Jeff and I are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.